News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness is urging Jamaicans to reject the culture of dons and area leaders, which has taken root across the country. Mr. Holness says law-abiding Jamaicans must turn their backs on persons involved in criminal activities and begin to assist the security forces in carrying out their duties.
The only protector of the community must be the government of Jamaica, the police force, and Jesus Christ, the Almighty Savior. We don't need any dons and criminals to protect us.
The Prime Minister was speaking at the 12th annual Heal the Family, Heal the Nation service at the National Arena last Wednesday. The service included prayers on behalf of the nation and the nation's leaders. The Ministry of Labour and Social Security's Overseas Employment Program is being broadened to provide work for highly qualified and skilled personnel. These include information technology, IT specialists, recruited recently to work in North America as part of a pilot program in partnership with the Jamaican diaspora in the United States. Labor Minister Shahini Robinson says the partnership has the potential to reap great success.
The opportunity to access more forms of employment through the use of technology is on the rise. As Minister, I'm anticipating considerable uptake for these job opportunities.
Minister Robinson notes that the ministry will continue to seek out more opportunities to improve the lives of Jamaicans. To this end, she says the ministry is seeking candidates to fill positions which provide operational support at the U.S. Naval Station in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Further information is available on the ministry's Labor Market Information System website at lmis.gov.jm. The Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries has lifted a ministerial order which stopped cocoa production across the island. The ministerial order, placed in August 2016, was in response to the frosty pod rot disease affecting the cocoa plant. Portfolio Minister Carl Samuda says the ministry will instead be using a field management strategy geared at controlling and eventually eradicating the disease over the long term. He says upon determining that the disease was sufficiently widespread, the ministry decided to embark on a containment program which will allow unaffected farmers to proceed with production.
We are going now into a control mode with the view to eventually eradicate the disease over a protracted period, instead of at first challenging the disease by attempting to eradicate it over a short-term period. And under our containment program, we are expecting that this will enable us to continue with the production of cocoa.
Mr. Samuda was speaking at a media briefing at the ministry's New Kingston offices recently. And licensed firearm holders will soon be required to give account for their ammunition. National Security Minister Robert Montague says the government will be issuing a policy directive to the Firearm Licensing Authority by next week, requiring all licensed firearm holders to give account for the 50 rounds allocated to them each year. This, he says, is part of efforts to help minimize the number of bullets making their way into criminal hands.
We have 40,000 licensed firearm holders in this country, and each of them get 50 rounds per year. 50 times 40,000, that's 2 million rounds. If 10% get into the illegal hands, that's a dangerous and a holy burnout. The police have to account for every bullet that they have. Private firearm holder is going to be required to do the same.
The minister was speaking at a recent Jamaica Constabulary Force devotion exercise. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Peter Gay Hodges.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
The holiday season is filled with happiness and cheer, but it can also be a time of danger for road users. Here's a holiday road safety tip from Petrojam Limited in association with the Road Safety Unit.
Don't drink and drive. If you're going to a Christmas party and plan to have a drink or two, don't drive. Plan a safe alternative to get home, call a cab, or assign a designated driver. Make this holiday season a safe one for all. A holiday road safety tip from the Road Safety Unit and Petrojam Limited, where safety is our number one priority.